Yeah, for media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning, and we'll work those questions in as quickly as we can. We now welcome to the call the head coach of the UNCW Seahawks, Kevin Keats. Good morning, Coach Keats.
Rob, good morning.
Good morning. A couple more impressive wins for your team last week, 101-77 over Tony's William & Mary squad, and then you come back Saturday and pull out that hard-fought 84-76 win over Hofstra. Talk about the two victories and what pleased you last week.
Well, they were two tough games, and I'll tell you why. And when you look at Hofstra and you do look at William & Mary, I think both of them have done a tremendous job with their team and program. You know, I was looking at it going into both games, and you think about what William & Mary lost with Tarpey and Sheldon, and Tarpey obviously an outstanding defensive player, can do a lot of things for the team, and then Sheldon, who you know was an inside force, great defender, rebounder, can score the ball. And then you look at Hofstra losing Green, Coon, and Tanksley, and for both of those guys to both of those teams to be really good basketball teams, and that just goes to talk about just not only those coaches, but our entire league and how good it is, and from top to bottom. But you know, I thought we got off to a really slow start in the William & Mary game. Whitman really hurt us early. Did a really good job. You know, William & Mary did a good job of following the game plan. Was able to get him some good inside baskets, and we were really slow. And certainly, I thought we played well towards the end of the half, and obviously in the second half we were able to get out in transition and make some shots, which was good for us. You look at the Hofstra game, same deal. You know, they jumped out on us. Joe's done a great job, as we talked about him and Tony, with what they've lost. And, you know, it was a possession game all the way to the end. It's always tough, and I know every coach will say this in the league, those Saturday games are going to always be tough for everybody because there's so many different styles and having to prepare for everybody. And, you know, obviously Joe does a good job with their zone, mixing it up. And I thought they were really, really good. His guards are tough. We haven't, since I've been here, we haven't had an answer for Gustas. So, you know, when you look at his 16 points and 16 rebounds, I thought we did a great job because he's averaged 21 rebounds against us. So we've held him 5 on his average. But a great week, very tough games against very good programs.
One of the things that jumped out to me, you guys score 101 against William & Mary, but 6 different guys in double figures. I don't think anybody even had 20 points in that game, so really spread out. What does that kind of say about the depth of your offensive attack and, I guess, your willingness of your guys to share the ball?
Well, we're playing great on the offensive end, and we're sharing the ball. Now, of course, obviously, I thought in the William & Mary game, you know, we were probably that was probably the best offensive game that we played. What I mean by that, when everybody contributed, you know, we've had games where, you know, one guy will have 25 and, you know, some guys will have 10, around 9, and another guy 17. But I thought we were really good because we passed the ball and we looked for great opportunities and we made shots. And you know, hopefully, you know, obviously that don't happen for you all the time. But our guys are willing passers. Our guys are playing together, and that's good for us.
We're here with NCW Coach Kevin Keats. If you have a question for him this morning, just hit star one on your keypad, and we've got one and two. Go get that for us, possible.
Your first question is from the line of Alex Riley with the Wilmington Star News.
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
Hey, Alex.
I just wanted to talk about Thursday's matchup. Obviously, both teams are successful for very different reasons. Obviously, you guys are offensive, and Charleston very much you know, lives on the defensive end of things. That's kind of been their success. When you go up against a team that has such a different philosophy, a different way of doing things than you do, what's the mindset for your offense going up against a defense that's done so well this year?
Well, we got to try to be efficient. I mean, you know, their numbers are, they stand out. I mean, they're great on the defensive end. They defend you inside the arc. I think they're one of the top two teams in the country as far as defending the three-point line. And you got to try to take good shots. You know, it's tough when you play against Charleston because if you take bad shots, they'll defend you. And what's lost about Earl's team that people don't talk about, even though they don't score a lot, but, you know, they can get out in transition. when you look at, you know, the amount of points they score. But they can get out in transition. They can score the ball from four different positions. And he's got a really good basketball team that he's put together down there.
Do you go in assuming your possessions will be limited? Like you said, you have to be efficient. Do you go in with that mindset already, or, I mean, just how does that kind of work?
Well, I think anytime you, and not just cause of Charleston, when you're playing anybody, you got to come in, obviously, and prepare like you know, you got to run your system. And I'm sure, you know, obviously, cause of Charleston is going to do the same thing. But no, we won't come in, obviously, you know, with our possessions limited. We're just going to, you know, try to play UNCW basketball.
Okay.
Kevin, one of the things you guys have done extremely well, especially in conference play, is take care of the ball, which is amazing. And with the amount of points that you score, but only four turnovers in that Hofstra game and seven against William and Mary, I think under 10 a game in conference play. Can you talk about that and how important that's been to making your offense go even better?
Well, a lot of that, I give a lot of credit to Denzel Ingram. You know, because he's kind of our general, and we've had the ball in his hands, and you know, he's done a great job with his assist to turnover ratio. But you know, we worked hard, and we've talked about valuing the basketball, and you know, certainly with us, the reason why we're going to shoot the ball a little better is because we're becoming a better passing team and providing the basketball. But I would say a lot of you got to attribute to the way Denzel Ingram's hand with the ball in his hand.
And before I let you go, just some comments. Chris Fleming, CAA Player of the Week, back-to-back 18-point games. And I know he had a few weeks ago some struggles offensively, but obviously had a big week for you last week. Talk about the week he had and what makes him such a good all-around player for you.
Well, the reason why he had a good week is because he filled a stat sheet up. And, you know, he and I have talked about, you know, when he's just when he's coming out and he's just one-dimensional, then obviously he's easy to guard. But, you know, Chris is a guy who's always been able to, you know, get out in transition, get some baskets. He can make threes. He can rebound the basketball. And I think he's back to, you know, working and doing all the things that made him successful last year. And I'm happy for the young man because, you know, when he's playing well and he's filling the stat sheet up, then we're playing well as a team.
All right, Kevin, thanks for your time as always today, and look forward to talking to you again next week.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.